From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Good morning, happy Monday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. In 25 minutes, Ursula always says that she wants a vacation. Now imagine if Ursula would actually take a vacation that's called a flight to nowhere.
Some people may want that.
Hey, we did that in 25 minutes. But right now, Ursula, where's my ballot?
Well, we were thinking that maybe the ballots had come in late or are coming late because I haven't gotten one either. But I just checked the Secretary of State's website, and apparently they will be sending them out on October 16th. So if you're worried because we've heard so much about mail problems and, you know, these efforts to try to get people not to vote, they're not going to be mailed out until the 16th of October. And then that'll be the start of the 18-day voting period, which is through Election Day.
I don't like that.
Be honest, though. Up until this year, have you, when you get your ballot, do you fill it out right away or do you wait?
No, I don't. Nope. Well, here's what I do. First of all, everybody has either have a drawer or you have a spot. Okay. And what I mean by that is, well, what are you talking about, G? I'm talking about a place where your bills go. Like you got the, trash, bill. Now, I don't put my voter deal with the bills. That's separate because I don't even want them to touch each other, right? Like I'm so upset by the bills, and I have hope with the voting deal. So I put that to the side. I have a little bowl. It goes right there, and it's gonna sit there. And it usually marinates in the same spot, Ursula, for about a week. And then after a week, and then I grab a good hot cup of Joe on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, and I sit down and I get after it.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, as soon as it comes, I'm on it.
So, yeah. So I think a lot of people are also in the same boat that they want to get it in as soon as possible so that if there are any sort of mail delays or anything, that would not be affected. But I am also one that is guilty that I never fill it out right away. You know, because we talk about it so much that I feel like I'm already participating. That all said, I also never let an election go by. Maybe since I've been allowed to vote, when I became an American citizen in the 90s, maybe I have missed one election. And it was one of those off year, maybe having to do with an issue that had nothing to do with me. It was like one of those very small races that I overlooked. But otherwise, it is so important. And I don't take it for granted that I have that ability to vote. But for so many people, they don't even open it and they don't participate. There is some good news, though, because I'm looking. Active voter registrations. This is, again, on the Secretary of State's website. As of October 1st, there are nearly 4.8 million active voter registrations. So people are going to be taking part.
Did you see, speaking of voting, did you guys see that 48-year-old Shaquille O'Neal, famous Hall of Fame basketball player, just voted for the first time in his life?
What? The first time?
The first time in his life he has now voted.
So why did he say he hadn't voted until now?
He did. You know what? He's embarrassed by it. And he just wanted to admit and let people know that he is now voting and he's now starting to take it serious. And so I tweeted at him and I just said, hey, no time to talk about the past when it comes to voting. Good on you that you're registered. You're voting now and use your influence and your platform to get others to vote. Like that's if there's one thing that I think that we can all agree, maybe we can, who knows. With the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, I think the Republican Party votes more, if you will, than the Democratic Party. And so I think that it is very important, especially now, and it's also encouraging to know that more people are really going to be voting, especially those under the age of 40, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of times you have young kids in their 20s and they're not worried about voting because they don't really, I'm not saying they don't care, but it's just not something that they do. Because I know even in my 20s, even though I voted, I really didn't really spend too much time talking about politics or those things. But now people are starting to understand, like, hey, not only on a national level, but it is important. So when you start being upset about decisions happening locally with attorneys and judges and everything, like, hey, guess what? You vote on some of those people.
Well, let's look at something specific. Seattle City Council.
Ooh.
That is something. That is a group of people right now who are on the hot seat. A lot of people have criticism, but when it came to where you could make a statement in terms of how you wanted the city council to be formed and who would be on it and who would have the majority, people didn't show up. I mean, you know, there was a bigger turnout, but not to the point where it could have made a difference, even though so much money had been spent on those races.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is one thing, you know, another thing to consider if you are someone who's never voted and I don't know that we have ever on the show told people how to vote. We are just encouraging people to go and vote. Right. And I think that's
right.
Really important, too. It's like,
right,
just take part in the process. Something just happened today. A federal judge in Minnesota, I think this is really important too, has just extended the deadline to count absentee ballots by 7 days, because that is one of the big concerns too heading into this election, which is that there are going to be many states that require mail-in ballots to receive by election day, even though there are known delays right now with the Postal Service.
Right.
Some states do accept them days or even weeks later, but many say it needs to be done by election day. So that'll be something interesting. But here's a thought.
Yeah.
I know you're about to weigh in. So,
no, go ahead.
But
here
is a thought.
Uh-huh.
If either candidate wins come November, how much is it going to really change our lives? How much does any particular race actually change your life?
I would say that when it was George W. Bush against Al Gore, I would say that John Kerry against George W. Bush, I would even say you go into the other, you know, Obama against McCain or Romney, whatever the case. But now, yes. This is a big difference, and here's why. Because during those times, we weren't going through a global pandemic, one in which it's still going. In our first segment of the show, we just start talking about here locally how cases are going up. On a national level, cases are going up. Businesses are still being shut down. People are still losing their jobs. The 2021 budgets are being looked at right now. So 2021 is going to be something that we're looking at. Yes, how we as a country fight this public health crisis, in my opinion, is very important, considering it's truly not over with. So of all times, this will really affect our lives, Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, I disagree with you, G, because the basic premise of that argument is that government and the federal government will make a difference in our life and will make a difference in the pandemic. And I have to be honest, like, yeah, I personally think Biden will do a better job than Trump has, but I don't think he's going to solve it. I mean, honestly, I think the way that we vote federally and in presidential elections is, hey, what do I want the future of the country to be like 4, 8, 10, 12 years from now? And when it comes to local elections, it's like, do I want to see changes tomorrow? That's how it works. And I just don't trust that anyone in a federal position is going to be able to make a difference in my life in any meaningful way in the short term.
And I am going to find a middle ground between both of you, because I think on a local level, it's extremely important. And on a federal level, and maybe especially now, because I do believe that this country is more divided than ever. And so many times people will say, well, you just hate President Trump, or it's you don't appreciate conservative viewpoints. If you've listened to our show long enough, you will see that at some points you or I will take what is considered a conservative viewpoint. Right. It's not about trying to at this point for me, it's about mental and emotional well-being. And that is probably for me the thing that is on the ballot the most.
And that will
have an impact on me personally.
I also want to say that I think that this year has brought about changes for me on how I want to do things. Every single year, with every single election, rather, when I go to vote, even in the just recently in the primaries, I take it to the mailbox. Right, I've always taken the voter registration right there to the mailbox, and this time, this will be the time that I'm not taking my stuff to the mailbox. I'm going to the drop boxes and putting it right in there. So I think that is the only change for me this time when I vote.
Yeah, I mean, it's more important than ever to vote and just to make sure. So make sure you follow all the rules, sign where you need to sign, do what you need to do, fill out your complete ballot. Everything. Now is a year that you cannot afford to make mistakes. The other thing that I wanted to point out, and this is something that is happening, but something was really cool, and I think we're going to actually share it on our Facebook. It's going to be a Facebook Live, I believe, tonight. You and Michael Medved, okay, Michael Medved is on our sister station, KTTH, and I moderated, and we are doing these election town halls, and I had interviewed Dorian Day for one of them, and then I also interviewed Tom and Curly for one, and then I interviewed you and Michael Medved. And so Michael Medved, for people who don't know, he is a conservative, and we talked about different topics, including the sex education bill and then the president, etc. I look forward to a time when we can get back to where we can have disagreements over politics and it doesn't get personal. I mean, that was a beautiful thing to see for me. And I saw it with Dory and Dave. I saw it with Tom and Curly. And I want us to get back to that. I don't know if it's too tall of an order or a desire, but it would be great.
It would be great. I definitely agree with that. And there's things that for some reason it doesn't get too personal on certain parts of politics. For example, when we start talking about $30 tabs and you start talking about whether or not you should increase taxes in this arena or if maybe money should go to this park or if money should go towards this, that politics, I don't mind having a healthy debate. But I am not going. There's only one side of racism that I'm going to be on. And there is no both sides. There is no politics when it comes to human rights in those situations. No. So, unfortunately, today's politics is what we're talking about a lot in this country. It seems to come in on that side again.
But what happened to talking about issues? Or different. I totally hear what you're saying, but whatever happened to being able to just talk about the issues and saying, well, you know, here's the point on this and here's the point on that, and it doesn't get into.
We do it every. You and I do it every day on Agree to Disagree. Every single day on our show at 11 o'clock, we agree to disagree. That is usually a time, and there. I mean, like those are real. Chef brings us real issues, real news that's either going on here locally or on a national level. You feel one way, I feel another way, our listeners text in, they are a certain way, and you know what? We do it again the next day. We literally do it every single day. So for everyone who doesn't think that we don't disagree, we do it every day.
True. It's true.
We do it literally every day.
But it's so rare anymore. I mean, it is just so rare. And you see people just losing friendships. And you know, and again, I don't want to always just hound on social media, but right. So much of it is on social media.
I want to talk about Michael Medved, for an example. And pull the curtains back a little bit. Michael Medved is a brilliant man. Our politics don't align, okay? You guys know who Michael Medved is. You know who I am. However, every single day after Michael Medved's show, when this is before the pandemic, at 3 o'clock when he would be done, he would come out of his out of the studio and he'd stop by my desk and we would usually talk for 10 to 15 minutes about, as you say, Ursula, issues, topics, things that both he and I disagree on. I miss those deals with him because, again, it was so fun and I would learn so much right. during that time. Right. So I miss having those discussions with him. A lot of things that I've learned in life have been from people when I get to, oh, I didn't know that. That's why it's so important to get outside of your bubble and meet others and be a part of other circles so that you can learn things that maybe you never knew before.
You're exactly right. And what happened was, you know, instead of going on the attack, you took the time to listen. And I think that is what is so missing today. We are fast, ready to attack first. And then if there's time, we might listen, but we've already made up our minds. And there's no room for growth. And I think that, I don't know. I mean, and it could just be my, you know, Pollyanna view of the world. I'm always hoping that every day there's a new opportunity. Oh, we can learn.
I don't think you're being Pollyanna at all, Ursula. And you asked, you know, does that still exist out there? You know, the ability to have discourse and disagreement without disrespect.
Yes.
And I think absolutely it does. And I think, frankly, that's what we're kind of voting for. And I'll be honest, for myself, I don't think my presidential votes here in this vote matters here in this state. It doesn't generally. Because I know this is going to be a blue state. So what's the difference between throwing my little ring in the hat when there's already, you know, 3.5 million other rings in there? I think that this election is so important because every vote does matter,
yes.
Right? Is someone going to win or lose by 500,000 popular votes, by 70,000? Are they going to win by 2 million or 5 million? That margin is going to determine America's level of confidence in the outcome of the election results. And that's why I think every single vote is so important this year. And we do not have some sort of either closure or continuance without accepting the results of that election.
That's,
that's why I think it's so critical.
That's
and once
right.
once we can all decide that, yes, we do share this reality, that those results are correct, that America has chosen, I think that's when we get to the point where we can say, okay, I accept the world for what it is. We all share the same reality at this moment in time. Again, let's move forward.
Yes. And what, can we do the healing? The one thing that I loved that Michael Medved also said was, if it were to be Biden and Harris administration, that he says, I hope that he really does reach across the aisle and allow for some people on the Republican Party to also be part of his inner circle, which he's done in the past, but, you know, to do it again. Because what is going to happen? What is it going to take to start the healing? What?
Social media influencers. Are they important or not? Well, Ursula and I, we might pull out the pillows early in this next segment to discuss that next. It's the Gene Ursula Show.